CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Here we're live. It's Friday. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh, nice.
Yee-haw.
Yee-haw. Exactly. Who's a whore?
Oh.
Yee.
I am a hoe. Okay, very nice. Lovely. All right, Sia's here, Leanne Mole and Bulelo, and Fundo is running things, making sure your podcast is up, making sure your day's off to the right start. That's what we're all trying to do today. It's Friday, which means the weekend is here, and a lot of people are very excited about that, as always. We've got to eke out the value of summer as much as we can while it lasts, because it is getting darker in the mornings, which
slim
means...
Slim pickings.
I know, and 5:30 is now dark.
Yeah.
You know? 5:30 was like blinding sunlight. I know Cape Town gets a bigger window because they're further south at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So the sun only goes down at like 9 o'clock at night.
Mm.
Like properly. There's still a bit of light in the sky, right? Bulelo, you're from there, so you know.
No, I grew up here, but I lived there for 4 years.
You lived there.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Was
like you came from there to here. Now.
Oh, what a wonderful thing. That's one advantage Cape Town does have over Johannesburg.
What, the light?
Well, a longer day.
Yeah, and people don't realize they're getting day drunk because it's actually nighttime.
That's one way to look at it,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Yes, well, we've got a little update for you today because it's Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh, were you calling a dog?
maybe.
Is that how out of touch you are?
Yes.
We'll show you how to show some love this Valentine's Day.
Mwah.
Because there is truth to the saying that you have to love yourself first before you can love someone else.
Uh-huh.
You know, you work like crazy. You deserve to take the time to invest in yourself. And we'll be explaining that to you in a little while. And we've got a guest coming in too. It's going to be a fun day though. Hopefully, you've also got some nice plans for the weekend. Leanne is spending it with family, she tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Sia is going to catch up with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Bulelo is going to run at least 273.5 kilometers.
Sounds normal as well.
Yes, through the streets of Johannesburg. You don't have a lot of fat on you, do you?
I don't.
No.
I am up from last year, though.
What?
Yeah, 11% body fat.
How embarrassing. No whole good. 11%. No I reckon good. I'm easily double your body weight. Double your body fat, easily.
No good.
Without a doubt. I'm probably more than that even. God, I was looking. You know when you take you get dressed in the morning, you take your shirt off or you put your shirt on or whatever and you look in the mirror. And
that's how getting dressed works.
And you get that you get that side view. Fuck.
Yeah, there's a public loo at a place that I go to often for work meetings, and they've got a side mirror all the way to the floor next to the loo. So as you're hovering over the loo, you can see yourself in this mirror.
And you just want to go
you actually get stage fright.
Like you want to go immediately to a surgeon and say, just chop off
cut
this
it off.
Whole front part.
I dreamt once that I cut off my stomach and left it on the bed.
Mm. What? And it was a great dream.
It was such a nice dream.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, where's your stomach? I was like, no, I didn't want to wear it today.
Left it at home. Right. Jesus.
Sorry, guys. Oh.
Was it a bad day or was it a bad 5 minutes that you milked all day? There's a nice saying. Yes, because there are some people who they get tremendous amounts of joy out of having a bad day.
Mm.
I mean, they like punishing themselves.
They're the victims.
I had a bad day yesterday. I don't know that I've had a bad day ever in my life, like a whole day that's been bad. But there's always those, because we have selective memories, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We go, oh no, Monday was terrible, terrible day. Meanwhile, you actually didn't get hit by a bus. You weren't in pain all the way through the day. You did not have your entire bank account cleaned out by thieves. You were not stuck in traffic for 4 hours, but it was such a bad day. You know why? Because your girlfriend called you up and said that she's going to be late, or that you're going to have to make supper for yourself, or that the stuff that you bought from the shops isn't fresh, and now you've got horrible food for the evening, or whatever it might be.
Sure. It's a lot. Now, all of that happening in one day.
Yeah, no, but if all of that happened in one day, it would be like, well, oh, I had a bad day. But you You lived.
But did you die?
Did you die? Yeah, I don't know.
If you don't get burnt at the stake, it's been a good day.
Right. I mean, because that was the case for a lot of people who had ideas that we express sometimes on this show. They were burnt at the stake.
Yeah.
That's tough to have that perspective sometimes.
That's why they say you should start your day by eating a frog, you know? You know the old analogy? And then your day can only get better from there.
Imagine eating a frog. Yeah. Ugh.
See, look at what your face is doing there.
You're right.
And then your day can only get better.
I went on Tuesday, or was it Wednesday? I went to a new client of ours, and they do hair transplants. Well, like follicular individual hair.
Implants.
And it's amazing. Like the guy who I met has had it done, and he showed us like before and after pictures. And you know, isn't it great to live at a time also? These are expensive operations, but if you're a man and this is a priority to you, you can have. And they are the only clinic in the world that does African hair, like black hair. So they can do it for men, black men who are bald and don't want to be bald.
Ethnic hair.
And it looks natural on you. It doesn't look like you're wearing a toupee.
For a month or so, you are going to look horrible because there's you know, it's an operation. It's not like you just stick the stuff on with super glue. You have to...
Oh, it makes my head sore.
I know. But fascinating, and we're probably going to be telling their story shortly.
It's amazing. You
know, this could be a great like birthday gift.
I know, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, you can't give that to someone.
I absolutely think you can.
Well, I was thinking because they were asking me, you know, do you know? Because they looked at me and they're like, well, you don't have a problem. I thought again, wow, you know, how lucky. Because I could wake up every morning and be losing my hair. Because I have a shitty looking head. I know I'd make a terrible bald person.
You've never shaved your head.
Oh, hell no. I think I don't know for sure. But
you don't want to take that.
Some people look good
risk.
Bald, you know? Some people have a nice shaped head. I'll always remember Noni Gasa when she decided to shave off all her hair. She's got a nice shaped head. I saw a dude in the gym the other day whose head was stretched from the front and the back.
Like a rugby ball.
No, well, he was obviously a forceps birth. You know, when like the doctor had to put the forceps around his head and pull, and then it stretches the head. No, there was nothing wrong with him from a physical or mental point of view, but he had this strange shaped head, and we all know people like that.
That's why I don't judge parents who put helmets on their toddlers. Not even toddlers, like infants. What is it? I'm sure it's like a medical helmet, but have you seen kids with that?
Yeah,
I don't know, one of John Legend's kids had that. And like they used to Instagram him all the time.
Oh no, that's horrible.
And they're like, look, like he looks unnatural right now.
Oh, so they're stretching his head out.
Yeah, they're forming it. Let me see if I can find a picture. I'm not even joking.
And they're taking pictures of this little fucker while he's running around.
Oh, shame, man. Miles Legend. That's John Legend's son.
Miles Legend. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. What a. See, this is what's going to haunt him. He may have a normal head one day, but people are going to be like, oh, we all saw your child photo album.
And they used to put stickers on it, so that looks cute right now.
So he obviously was a...
He might not like it, but one day he'll be glad.
Yeah, one day he's dressed like R2-D2 in the one picture. Shame, the poor little creature.
I've been following this couple on YouTube. He was a construction, like a road construction worker.
Yeah.
Young, I think he's like 19. And they had blocked off the road, but one truck decided to ignore the signs and plowed. He was in one of those open-sided tall vehicles with like planting flags and things.
Oh, shit.
And this car plowed into him and he rolled down a hill. And he knew instantly that his legs had been crushed. He was conscious through the whole thing. He only passed out in the ambulance. Anyway, they had to amputate everything from his belly button down.
Oh my God. Oh my. Oh
okay.
My. Oh.
So just imagine. He's just a torso with pipes coming out the bottom.
How you even survive like that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And his left arm has been amputated.
Oh, come on.
He's got his like bicep.
Okay. You know?
So he's a torso and one arm. Okay. And he and his girlfriend posted videos on, because it was very interesting, the physio and how it all works. And And yeah, they get these, like, they didn't mean to do it that way. They get these care packages from all over, and people are just really interested in his life. They are so positive. It's unbelievable. No,
I admire people like that. I mean, trust me, if I lost everything from the belly button down, I would be begging them to put me out of my misery.
Oh, and he's
I don't know how people do it. Seriously, you know, again, here we are, and I brought up the hair thing just because it was something I've encountered this week. But little things like that could upset any one of us to the point where we are suicidal. And you think about this guy who doesn't have anything from the belly button down. Holy shit.
I mean, he literally has to be put into what they call it, the bucket. He gets put into a bucket so he can sit up.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't have balance. Yes.
It's terrible.
Now, that's a bad day.
That's a bad day. That's
a bad day.
The day he was taken out, that's a bad day.
Wow. Yeah.
Sure. And he's just married, you said?
No, it's his girlfriend. I think they're 19 or 20.
Who's still...
She's hugely supportive.
That is some superwoman.
I mean, he's 100%,
just clarifying.
He's 100% there. His personality is there. He's alive.
It's not enough to keep most of us.
Mm-mm.
You could have the best personality in the world. If I have to put you in a fucking bucket every day, I'm out.
No, I'm just calling it what it is.
Yeah. How long do you wait until you say, listen, I can't be with you anymore? Because you know straight away, like, I'm not going to be with this person in the bucket. A week? Do you have to stick around for a month? Until it seems like you're not just doing it because he's now in a bucket.
But I hate to sound...
It's love on a different level.
Yeah, I was about to say, I hate to sound corny, but up until you're in that situation, you'd never know. Like, I remember my cousin being in a car accident and he was scarred horribly.
Oh, no.
And the first thing his girlfriend did when he saw him, like, bloodied, bruised in the bed, she just walked up there and gave him a big fat kiss. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, it's love on a different level.
Elephant man.
Yeah. He's fine now.
I went on a holiday once with a girl and she was so annoying because she wouldn't get up and, like, go hiking or anything. And that was too much for me after
was
one
weekend.
Was
she also weekend. In a bucket?
No, she was not. She was all limbed up. And and I couldn't handle...
The perils of being limbed up.
Yeah, And she was so annoying because she wouldn't get up and do anything on holiday. And I couldn't handle that.
No, well, because you run the city flat in the weekend.
Gosh, that
is... You see, we all have different levels of tolerance. Mm. I couldn't put up with the person in a bucket for 5 minutes, let alone. I mean, they might be the nicest person, and what you're telling me is a very inspiring story. But I don't have those genes. I don't know. I don't have those talents, those abilities, those feelings.
No,
I'm just a shithead. There's no other way to put
ditto.
It.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Look, my levels of intolerance and yesterday had been reached. I was so pissed.
What happened, Sia?
I had to go to this building for work yesterday.
Yeah.
Building in the middle of Sandton. It's this multinational company.
Okay.
But just to get into this building.
First world problems, but yes. I had the same thing.
I want to pull my hair out and then call you guy for that hair transplant.
Yeah.
I've never experienced this in my working career. I had to take a test in order to get into this building. Granted, yes, they work with chemicals and whatnot, but I'm not visiting the plant.
No.
I'm just visiting the head office in the middle of Sandton CBD.
And you filled in a form before you left as well.
Well, I had
and
to
they
watch
check your car and everything.
I had to watch a 15-minute video.
No.
And I thought when I got the link to watch the video, I thought, I can skip this. You know what? I'll just play the video in the background. And then I'm sure there's a link to click and they'll have my details. That's it. Once the 15 minutes lapsed up, my page popped up saying, all right, it is now time to take the test. I'm like, take the test? They're testing you on what you watched on the video. Like, the heck?
Well, never go there again.
Oh, I was so pissed.
Never go there again.
Have to answer questions about which rails to hold on to, what stairs to use, what the speed limit is inside the building. Like silly things. I get it in a safety procedure way. Oh, but come on, I'm not a scientist carrying
nonsense. And how long were you there for eventually?
The whole day, but like we were in a conference room.
You know, yesterday I got a call from Toby Shapshack. I was meant to meet with him. He arrived late, but I was meant to be there with him and a bunch of other people. One of my friends is out here from London, and we got together at a place here in Lover. Also, procedures, man. They want your driver's license. They scan your car license. They take a picture of you. And I was on the phone to Toby because we missed each other. So he phoned me while I was driving home.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm sorry
how late he was.
Yeah, he was very late. But he refuses to let them take a picture of his driver's license or a photograph of him. He won't let people do it. He just refuses. And you can.
On what grounds?
Well, you can say, I'll park in the street, for example. Then you don't have to go through all those security procedures. Or they will make an exception for you sometimes. But you know how much information, like what is the owner of that building? It's an office building. What does that person need all that information for? It's just
I always think it's
crazy.
In case there's a theft.
Yeah, but he's already not liable for the theft, remember? Mm. They all put up these big signs and you can see them at the entrance to every parking lot. We are not liable for any theft from or of your vehicle, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it all about? And I admire that Toby doesn't give them that information. He refuses to, and he knows more about the internet than many of us. So he has reason to be paranoid.
Maybe they've got lists of disgruntled previous workers.
Maybe.
Who might come in not using their employee card.
So who knows? But anyway, and he had a lot of criticism for the Burning Platform, so we've got to get him on.
Ooh.
He said he is about to stop listening to the Burning Platform.
Oh.
He hated yesterday's episode.
Oh, goodness.
He's furious with me. He said that the show has just deteriorated beyond belief, and he wants to. So I've invited him on.
I didn't know Toby was like.
Oh, are you kidding? He's
big with politics.
A big Burning Platform guy, and he's coming on the show. So, you know, sometimes I respond well to criticism, especially if it comes from someone like him. And sometimes I just say, well, F you. but I've invited him on the show, so he'll come in here. Probably not next week, but maybe the week after.
Okay.
And
we'll get a lecture from Toby about why the show can, you know, go get better and improve.
A finger wagging.
Or go to hell, depending on what he wants to tell us.
Well, I'm with Toby on the gay thing. I grew up living on an estate and having to let people in turned into murder. It's disgusting. We've normalized it. Have you tried to get into one of these Johannesburg
estates? There are a lot of things that are disgusting in your opinion now.
No, but you're right. I'm all for security, and we live in a country where there's a lot of dangerous shit going down. But man, some of these places, it's like they want a DNA sample.
Mm.
I always fill in, if there's a form, I always put a fake name. I've never put my actual name on a form, ever.
I always put a fake number.
And always a fake number.
Because I've heard that the numbers get sold to
databases.
Who want, yeah,
databases. And that's just gross. Anyway, so we've got a lot to get into. Here are a few messages before we get to the five things you need to know. Morning, guys. Absolutely gorgeous morning in PE, made even more beautiful with Cliff Central Live. You know, PE in the right light and when everybody's still asleep can be beautiful.
Yeah, if you're not there, if you're not in PE itself.
No, if you don't have to, yeah.
It's outstanding.
It's midnight and you're in bed.
Yeah. In another province, yeah.
Yeah, you see, this is something a lot of people agree with. Chris says, I refuse as well. Just happened to leave my wallet at home at every business park I go to every time. Well, that's exactly what Toby did. He said, I don't have my wallet.
I would have no issue if the cameras were also better that they take photos of you with. You know, I think having a bad photo of you.
So bad.
These cameras.
See, is worried about the pictures.
Oh,
it's usually a photo from you know, that captures your neck and your chin, bad lighting.
Mm-hmm. And then Sean says, geez, Sia, really not that bad. Try entering the premises of a platinum facility. Everything from the health and safety videos, change of clothes, conveyor belt, x-ray scans, and metal detectors. Well, I've been to one of these mines before, and I've been to the Reserve Bank in town where they actually make the money and destroy the money. Because you know they destroy old notes once they become too old.
It's like literally when you get home, you can say, I made so much money today.
And you have to take everything metal out of your body, out of your pockets, out of your bag. You can't take a bag in. And then when you come out, you can't have anything on you either, obviously. That's just at the Reserve Bank. And if you got into these mines, they make you strip down to your underwear and walk through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no one else around, but you basically go in with, like, you get a coat or whatever it is, and you come out and you have to strip down to, there's nothing. Like, they scan you because people smuggle like bits of gold or platinum in their assholes.
Oh, right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, big time.
Okay.
They actually scan you for anything metal. And if you have like a titanium bolt in your ankle or whatever, then you have to declare that. And oh, no, it's a massive
And they don't muck about. They don't let like kids in.
Oh, no, not a chance. Yeah, you're out.
Why are kids?
Well, even as a kid, they make you. My old man's works in that business. And whenever I used to,
and you never got to visit him?
No, I used to pop down the mine with him.
Wasn't there?
And then they'd make me feel like I was a child soldier, Briss. Yeah, smuggling weapons.
Yeah.
Do you remember we went to that forensics lab in Pretoria?
Where you got to shoot guns? No, just saw the DNA.
We saw like blood-stained duvets and things.
Evidence.
Yeah. And when we arrived, this guy, I think he was a friend of yours or someone you know, and you don't mess with him.
Oh, no, he was a very serious guy.
Yeah. And he was there with his son, and Damon said, oh, this must be your daughter. He said, well, no, it's my son.
Happy Valentine's Day, team. Sending all love. I'm participating in a show called Blind Date tonight. At least I'll be guaranteed a date. By the way, where is Ben? Was hoping to wish him personally. Yeah, I don't know. Ben, I think Ben has taken off the idea of Valentine's Day has frightened him. But I'm going to see him tomorrow, so I'll find out. Jazzy says, Mbulelo, the first thing I did this morning was go for a long run. I understand.
Good on you.
There's your people.
Good on you.
And it's only 6:30.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you.
Mm-hmm. As one of those unfortunate souls who has to wake up every day and be bald, okay, this is bad. I get hit up for advice by balding guys all the time. So here's my standard advice. So listen, guys, if you're losing your hair. 1. No, growing it longer doesn't make it look like you have more hair. It makes it look like you have a very few long hairs styled into a nest. Good point. No, shaving it now.
A nest. Sorry. I just got the visuals. Yes.
Yeah, you're very cruel. No, shaving it now won't make it fall out more. If you shave it and you hate it, then you can grow it back whenever... and whatever there is left to grow back. That's just what your hair looks like now. Shaving doesn't make more fall out. And 3, yes, you need to shave often, like every 2 to 3 days, depending on how fast your side hair grows. But it's less time and much cheaper than washing those 3 strands of hair with hair growth shampoo. And 4, no, hair growth shampoo doesn't work. It makes your 4 strands grow faster, that's all. And finally, if you can't let go or you have a weird head, get a transplant. At least there are things you could do about it now.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Government departments apparently are like that. You have to take off everything. Some will even ask you to take off your belt. I tell them that... I will tell them that if the security search was working, then it wouldn't be theft of public money. So you're searching for the wrong people. When I was a kid, my father worked at the old Reserve Bank in Church Square in Pretoria. I remember going to the underground storage where the gold bars are kept in cages. Very little security in the 80s. Yeah. Yeah. I hope you got some of that, Michelle. All right. It is almost time for the 5 things you need to know. I know that we are no politics Friday, and maybe there'll be some remarks about the President's State of the Nation address a little bit later on, but I'm not going to promise anything, frankly, because I watched only a little bit, and really I just saw disruption, and I'm very embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to live in a country where we can't conduct ourselves with civility in Parliament. And when I say ourselves, I'm obviously talking about the EFF, but maybe we'll get to that later on. If we don't, you know what? There's plenty of boring news radio shows you can listen to all over the country where you can get that information. But it will be covered in brief now in the 5 things you need to know. So here it is with his State of the Nation address. When it finally got underway, almost 2 hours after it was meant to begin, President Cyril Ramaphosa's speech on Thursday included much-anticipated plans for the country's embattled state-owned entities. Most political parties and analysts said they wanted the president to table a plan of action and stop making empty promises about ailing SOEs. With consistent load shedding throughout the country, major losses at SAA and a flailing passenger rail agency, this is what Ramaphosa had to say about the struggling companies. With Eskom, he said the power utility's been struggling, blah, blah, blah. In his speech, he said load shedding had a dire impact, blah, blah, blah. At its core, it's an inevitable consequence of Eskom's inability over many years due to debt, lack of capacity, and state capture to service its power plants. He also admitted a reality that many had hoped he would find a resolution to instead. The reality, he said, that we will need to accept is that in order for Eskom to undertake the fundamental maintenance necessary to improve the reliability of supply, load shedding will remain a possibility for the immediate future. Yeah. So that's what he said. The social partners, he always mentions trade unions up front, business, community and government, are committed to mobilizing funding to address Eskom's financial crisis in a financially sustainable manner. I made some notes having read through the speech briefly because I didn't want to watch it. But here's what he said. Tell me if any of this means anything to you. These are the words he used. Opportunities, district models, modalities, capacity, broad-based, inter-ministerial councils, developmental mandates, social compacts, supports and strengthenings, structured support, measured response, integrated approach, NDP, NEDLAC, pilot programs, performance agreements, strategic framework, culture of transparency, building capacity, project management office, policy and research service, and presidential infrastructure commission.
Oh my word. Just cut to the chase.
What a lot of steaming hot nonsense.
Remember when we had all
those words out of there, then we'd maybe listen.
Remember when we had that segment, Let's Be Honest?
Yes.
Phrases that are just used.
It's outrageous how much hot air and bullshit.
Yeah.
And all he could talk about when it came to achievements was the number of meetings they've had about things. We've had this committee set up. We've established this commission. We've had these dialogues. We've brought together business and labor and government. And results, not
yeah.
You see, one thing to speak of. But I said I wasn't going to go apeshit
into
on this.
It.
So.
Okay, sure. Let's.
Anyway, look, the news media will say to you that there was maybe some substance in there. I struggled to find it. I found a lot of it was rhetoric and meaningless terminology, like I've just read out to you now.
Mm.
Meaningless. The results are in. The numbers are fucking awful. And you can't hide that.
But he also doesn't face the numbers. That's the thing.
No, it's... Look, see, I don't want to sound like... You know, I realize like all we do is complain about government. But I did say on Twitter yesterday, and it got a really interesting reaction. I just said, and I think a lot of people feel this way, but it is the truth, is that no matter what the president said in his State of the Nation address, and I don't know what you might have expected, but no matter what he said, government will play a smaller and smaller role in your future. And that's the truth. It's going to become less and less important as you get older and as you start to develop your own life. You're at the controls. Technology and the free market are your real allies, and they are the most powerful things in the world right now. Go out there and win. Makes no difference what he said yesterday. So if you're feeling happy about it or sad about it, it doesn't matter. Miss Universe Zozibini Tunzi said she was moved by the growing support from South Africans. This is the first time the 26-year-old has come home since being crowned last year, and she was in the State of the Nation address. That's not really a news story, but I wanted to make you feel better. Billie Eilish has released a theme to the forthcoming James Bond film, No Time to Die.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Fresh off her big Grammy Awards victory and an Oscar night performance, she's released her much-anticipated official theme song to the forthcoming James Bond film, No Time to Die. The four-minute ballad, which is a haunting song of betrayal and despair, co-written by Eilish and her brother, Phineas.
Yes.
And performed to an orchestral arrangement, was posted on Thursday to YouTube and various music streaming sites.
Gotta listen to that.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
All right, let's not fuck around.
Phineas. My brother's Phineas. Name.
Yes. This is the
already scared.
James Bond theme. I know you've been waiting for 2, 3, 4 years for this. Exciting. Don't fall asleep. I promise you we'll carry on with the show in a minute. Thought we'd listen to Billie Eilish for a second.
I should have known.
Oh my god.
I'd leave alone. Just goes to show.
Alright.
that the blood you bleed is just...
All right, I don't know about you.
I kind of like it.
So then you go and listen to it in your spare time.
Sure, I shall.
I knew you wouldn't last long on that.
Sorry.
It's very James Bondish.
Very short attention span. Yes,
James Bond music always needs to be slow. And then I haven't listened to the full thing, but I'm telling you, there's now a big high note
flourish
at the end.
Flourish at the end, yeah.
No time to die.
You know what the problem
Survive
is with
James? Survive at all costs. I could have written
no,
it.
Like, yours is already better than the Hogwash I just listened to.
I don't know about that.
It's the first time I've ever heard of, what's her name? Billie Eilish. Whatever, never heard that. Awful.
How can you, have you been?
He lives in a hole.
That, I don't listen to pop nonsense. But listen, you know what the problem with James Bond is? Is they put Tina
don't you dare. Ooh,
too okay. early. That was the talent. And then ever since then, it's been hogwash.
I'm with you.
As James Bond singers. Hogwash.
Tina was
fantastic. What did
Golden
Eye ever do to you?
No, I love Tina. Tina's
Tina's great.
We're saying it
went down the
toilet. Oh, yeah. Oh, since then.
He's a purist, though.
Oh.
Okay. Apparently, someone's just sent me Fundo's Bumble profile, his dating profile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he's got a whole bunch of pictures of Cliff Central and of me on there. You can't have Leanne and me.
Oh.
Oh, it's not Leanne. It's...
What's the difference with Bumble again?
Bumble. What is Bumble?
The girl has to ask you first.
Communicate
with you first.
So I was so bothered by how he's selling himself as a Cliff Central person, I just couldn't. It looks more like a Gareth Cliff profile than him. Please don't put me in your Bumble profile.
Hey,
right?
Fundo, whatever it takes, brother.
No, don't use don't put my picture in. Otherwise, people think it's me in there, and I don't want to be on any dating site, if you don't mind.
Oh, man. The other day I was telling Mbulelo that since I'm here in Joburg, obviously I'm from Durban, and after listening to Ben on the show about Tinder, I was like, okay, fine, let me just give this a shot and see if I can
go on there. By all, don't put my picture on this. I don't want to be on your dating site or on your pictures.
Hey.
I don't want to be on anyone's let me just make this clear. I'm not on any dating site and I never will be. So I don't want to be included in people's pictures. I want you to get laid. Don't get me wrong.
Don't put
I think
like
it's
that.
Very important that you have dates and that you get laid while you're here, Mfundo. And good luck to you in your romantic endeavors. And I hope that Valentine's Day ends up being fantastic for you. But you can't have me on your profile picture.
But it's too late now. Valentine is gone, so I'll have to delist the app.
Don't delist the app.
It's 38.
No, keep going. We could take a nice picture of you here. We'll take, we'll do soft lighting. Sia's good at this stuff. He'll take a good picture. We'll put that up there.
You could. Do you want a date tonight? Oh, you could get a date tonight.
Sia's going to
organize.
But no pictures of me.
All right, I'm in. Sia, let's do this.
All right, very good. Apparently, in Jakarta, Indonesia, Mount Merapi, who's one of the world's most active volcanoes, erupted on Thursday as fiery red molten lava streamed down from the crater and belched clouds of grey ash 2,000 meters into the sky. Holy hell. I'm so glad we don't have volcanoes here, but I kind of do want to see
one. Would
we
even be living here if there were volcanoes?
I'm not interested. You can see them on TV.
I want to see them. I want to just
don't want to be anywhere near one.
Not near, but I want to be close enough to like see the lava, and I'd like to see that.
I'll visit one should I get to Kirk Douglas age.
It'll be like a cricket match. It's better watching it on TV. You can see up closer.
If you're Kirk Douglas age, it's either volcano could take me out, or if I cough badly, I could end up like coughing my lung out and die.
Kirk Douglas, by the way, before he died, Leanne, he said your name.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
He said,
about him.
He always loved introducing the news.
Yes, he did.
With Leanne Moll, especially after he'd had his stroke, because we were the only people who gave him work for a long time.
Yeah.
You remember when Kirk Douglas had that terrible paralyzing stroke? No one would hire him for movies anymore or for voiceovers, and he'd been famous. He'd been Spartacus. And we hired him when we were at 5FM to do the introduction to the news.
Yes.
Yeah, and he would go,
did it so well.
Now here's Leanne Moll with the news.
Yes.
And he loved doing that.
Thoughts and prayers.
He flew out here specially. So, yes, rest in peace, Kirk Douglas. Big hero of ours. Skyfall, another great Bond song. That's according to the messages we're getting this morning from Wendell. He says Adele was great with that song.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, fine. Mbulelo is like a curmudgeonly old white man on the show With that being said, call me happy, be your Valentine, please. I'm a marathon runner, so I'm your perfect girl.
Ooh. That's a terrible pickup line. You've just told me I'm horrible.
Well, Gabriella is looking for a date. All sometimes you drop your standards on Valentine's Day.
Fair enough.
No, Ben stuck underneath his obese Cape Town Tinder date.
How did we get to the obese point exactly?
I don't know. I think Sia bursts out into song because in his mind, I'm still an idols judge. That's from Sandile.
Oh.
Someone asked me about that the other day. I mean, I haven't been on that show for 4 years now. And I don't even think about that. When I hear people singing or what, I honestly don't even think about it. So it's very weird. Mm. Are you sure that's not Yoko Ono? No, it is Billie Eilish.
Folks, we only played like 20 seconds of it. Yeah, be nice.
Come on. Do you want to hear one more story?
Yes.
All right. Scientists have decisively overturned the prevailing theory for how planets in our solar system are formed. It's quite a big deal. The established view is that material violently crashed together to form ever larger clumps until they made worlds. New results, that obviously would be because of gravity. New results suggest the process was less catastrophic, with matter gently clumping together instead.
It's like the different types of cat litter you get, the clumping and the non-clumping.
There we go.
That's how I imagine it.
That's how, if you were to demonstrate this to a lecture hall full of physics students, that's how you would...
I would bring in cat litter from home.
Yeah. So new results suggest that, and this has, by the way, been presented at the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Seattle. The lead researcher is Dr. Alan Stern. He said the discovery was of stupendous magnitude. There was a prevailing theory from the late 1960s of violent collisions and a more recent emerging theory of gentle accumulation.
Like the crystal cat litter, yeah.
Okay. One is dust and the other is the only one standing. This rarely happens in planetary science, but today we have settled the matter. It's amazing. The claim arises from a detailed study of an object in the outer reaches of the solar system named Arrokoth.
It sounds awful.
I know. The object is more than 6 billion kilometers from the sun, and it's in a region called the Kuiper Belt. It is in a pristine condition, and it's a remnant of planet formation in action as the solar system formed 4.6 billion years ago, with two bodies combining to form a larger one. And they've actually got a picture of this. And what's happened is that they are together almost like a... Like, do you know when two wine gums are...
And they melt a bit in the car.
Yeah, and they melt a bit into the car. Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. And then these things are forming what will be a larger body eventually.
Between Leanne and Gareth, you two could have actually made me ace science in school. You really...
Melted wine gums and cat litter.
You sold it so well. Thanks. Now I understand what's going on.
Thank you.
Take that, Professor
and
Tyson.
And I got a message from Woman of Color, who we haven't heard from in some time. I'm glad that she's still part of our audience, and she is in Europe somewhere. She says Europe is also experiencing a grave shortage of face masks. Mm. I'm in healthcare. In the past few weeks, our suppliers have only been delivering 100 masks per practice per week. Some suppliers have inflated the cost fivefold. It's because the Chinese are using them, man.
Oh, no.
Blind Barry's email, removing his prosthetic eye to prove he was blind, reminded me of an issue here in the Netherlands. A man of Afghan origin was last year denied asylum and deported after he failed to prove he was gay. It was not disclosed how he was tested for homosexuality.
Oh my gosh.
How do you prove you're gay? That's a good question, woman of color.
They could use, they could do a brain test. Show you pictures of men and women.
How? I don't know that would show up differently.
Your brain reacts differently to attraction to women as opposed to attraction to men.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's actually a program where couples go for therapy. It was a reality TV series in the UK.
Yeah.
Couples who are either married or not, but they've been together for a while and they need a little sprucing up. And they put them in rooms, put brain probes on their heads.
Oh, my God.
And show them various images of like BDSM and that sort of thing, and see what turns them on.
What gets them activated.
And they find like a common denominator. Because often you don't mention to your partner that you like something like that because you think, what if they think I'm crazy?
So you go to a third party and then they can tell them.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's risky.
Jeez, but what lengths you have to go to for something like that?
What if someone's...
And that's just one part of the program.
What if the wife is into really dirty, filthy shit and the husband is super conservative? Then your marriage is going to fall apart. Especially when he finds out that she's like, she wants to be tied into a sling. You know?
Torched with a blowtorch. Yeah.
Like, so, nipples clamped down with like vices.
You want a Thai sex swing.
She wants to hang from her paperclips on her back from the ceiling.
Bulelo and Leanne and I are living our own fantasies here, so you know what kind of people we are. All right. Carl says, cats are fucking disgusting. Why do they just not crap outside? Why the litter?
Where must they... My cats do. I mean, let me start again. My cats do generally just go outside. But when it's pouring with rain, I'll put up a litter box. That's why it's fresh in my head at the moment.
Okay.
Carl, I'm fist bumping you through the airwaves.
Yeah, me too.
There.
I'm with Carl. I used to have cats. When we were kids, we would have cats. I would not want a cat, no. I know you love them. I'm not going to take that away from you. Ben loves his cats.
And my favorite kitty of all of them is very ill right now. She's 16.
But that's old,
she's losing, well, they can live up to like 20. But she's losing weight so quickly. And I've taken her for a number of tests and I don't know what it is.
No.
She's the one that sleeps on my chest every night. Mm,
you'll just have to buy another cat.
No, I've got replacements already lined up. I do have another 3.
We'll just have to get into the cat. All right. List of the great Bond themes after GoldenEye. Okay, here's some good ones to just put Bulelo in his place. All right, are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Garbage, The World Is Not Enough. Jack White and Alicia Keys, Another Way to Die. The aforementioned Adele. And finally, one of the best Bond themes ever was Chris Cornell's You Know My Name from the fantastic Casino Royale. See, this is a man who knows what he's talking about in Bulelo.
The Adele one was nonsense, but the Alicia Keys
like
one.
Adele, hey?
No, I like Adele's music, but that was a nonsense thing.
Okay, yeah.
No, no, she's incredibly talented.
How much weight she's lost? Jeez.
Yeah.
No, I can't even make jokes divorced? About her anymore.
Yeah, it's because she got divorced. If you want to lose weight, get divorced.
No, really? That didn't work for
well,
me.
I don't think. We did have to look for this example. Yes, I knew it.
So Adele, yeah, she's so thin now. And apparently all the fat people are angry with her.
Because how can they be body positive around her now?
Yeah,
because now she's like, I'm much happier now. I'm not so fat anymore. Yeah. And now all the fat people are like pissed off with her because she's looking good.
Oh, they're like black people when a black person has that Model C accent. Like,
yes.
you didn't keep it real,
yeah.
Adele.
Yeah.
Bunch of losers.
I just know it's this complete superficial thing, but I prefer my Adele the way I prefer my Jennifer Hudson, the way I prefer my Luther Vandross.
Which is
big.
What?
I need a big chub lubs. I need when we are lamenting about our exes, you need
don't
to
you
sweat
want them,
and you
look,
water.
Luther's already dead. All right? Sis Ree's dead.
You see, actually, when they started slimming down, was never the same.
No, but this is the problem. They died because they were too big. And you want them, if you really love someone's talent.
You're being an enabler.
You're an enabler. Like Adele.
Luther Vandross, when he used to perform with a little towel.
Lovely day.
Yeah.
Lovely day.
Because every three steps he had to dab his forehead. Oh, that was a good Luther. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and he did go through a bucket of KFC before a concert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bucket.
He did.
He liked one of the, a barrel.
Yeah.
You know how often I'm on
you let him be, because you knew he'd get onto that stage and tear things up.
I'm often on the loo and I have this thought of...
Oh my God, of Luther.
No, of Elvis Presley when he was
yes.
also mopping his bra, etc. And he died on the loo.
He did, he was
straining.
And
then you know what I think about? I think about the long list of sandwiches that you've put together before when he's placing an order and what he wants on the sandwiches.
I used to do this for people who don't know. When we were still doing ordinary radio.
You must have the clip somewhere.
It was World Radio Day yesterday, by the way.
Yes.
Who cares? And I used to, we used to call Elvis.
Yes.
In heaven. And then Elvis would give us his, he'd say, you gotta place an order while I'm there. And he'd place an order of like, it would go on forever of all the shit he wanted on one sandwich. Like, I want some pork sausages. I want some lettuce. I want a bit of bacon. I like a little bit of beef, some chicken, the ribs, if you could put ribs on there. You could take the bones out, that would be helpful, but if you can't, that's okay too. Put some tomato sauce. bought some ice cream.
Yes, it went on to dessert.
Put some rice, put a little bit of tangerine. He would go all the way, like
ice
every
cream because and rice.
Elvis is famous. He was famous for eating these disgusting peanut butter and Jello and all kinds of other gross stuff, sandwiches. Anyway, all right, more messages here. I always love it when Leanne is in. I have a wife, two daughters, two cats, and two dogs. We love Leanne's wisdom on animals, and girls love their cats. Yes, very nice. That's
thank
a
you.
Little bit of feedback there from McGill. I don't know why that popped into my head. Dano says, Sia sounds like one of those feeders.
Yeah.
No, you do, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want to 600-pound life them, but
actually, you and I thought of, Gareth said we would do well living together.
Mm.
Now I'm not so sure.
Leanne, are you saying you are retracting my Valentine's?
Cheetos and peanut butter and Elvis-sized sandwiches.
And he's going to be laughing behind your back.
When last did you think about Jennifer Hudson?
No, I've never thought about her.
I've never thought about her.
No, you remember her with those...
I don't. I don't know.
In
I don't
the
know
beginning
what she,
of her career.
What's she from?
I remember.
She
was big. Sia.
Where's she from?
American Idol, wasn't it?
American Idol, Dreamgirls. Oh, no, she won an Oscar.
I don't remember who won our Idols, and I was on the show. I don't. I keep bumping into people who were on Idols, and I have no idea who the fuck they are. They come up
even
to
in
me,
this very building,
dude.
It's all
exactly. One of them came up to me the other day while we were in here, and it was a she, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was. She's talking to someone else, and then she said, "Oh my God, how are you?" And I said, to her, "Hi, I'm Gareth." And she's like, "Nah, nah." I said, "Well, how do we know each other?"
It didn't work out well.
Yeah.
Mm.
She was one of the Idols winners.
Mm-hmm. Like the actual winner.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
I do not remember some of those winners.
Oh, there was no,
a lot.
So
I mean, I was there for 11 years. It's a lot of winners to remember.
It's 11 winners.
So funny.
Actually, you're only 11.
You know more Miss South Africans than you do the Idol winners.
I dated more South Africans than Idols winners.
Yeah.
Your Elvis impression sounds like Charles Barkley. Oh, thanks. All right. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
True story. You could have had Gord speaking in tongues. In fact, that was a classic moment. I'm not sure what you're referring to, but thank you. Sia said... Sia, rather, this is a message for you. This is from Kelly. She says, you once said you like your lover to have a little cushion for the pushing.
Yeah, I do.
So you don't mind. You do. You're a bit of a feeder, huh?
No. Okay. Yeah. Look, what is it? Last week it was an analysis on whether I love or hate strippers. This week it's an analysis on whether or not I love some jiggle.
No, the analysis is in on the strippers. You hate, yeah, them. Hate them. That's not an analysis anymore. Yes. Yeah.
Let me keep quiet then.
All right, we've got a lot to do, and we're going to find out about what money and Valentine's Day have in common in the next hour. We're also going to get into
the fact
some
that you spend it on Valentine's Day.
Well, yes, exactly. And for a lot of people, Valentine's Day can be an expensive operation.
So
I hope that's not the case for you, but Leanne has got stories for us, including a 3,700-year-old Babylonian stone tablet that has been translated.
It's not an iPad. It's not
it's
that
a
sort of tablet.
No, it's not a tablet from the Anunnaki. This is a tablet that was actually discovered in Babylonia.
Yeah.
And it has changed some of what we thought we knew about history.
Oh, the Greeks are going to be pissed.
And the phones of the victims aboard Kobe Bryant helicopter crash may hold some clues as to what actually happened.
Yeah.
Because they've recovered some of the phones. So there's some interesting stuff coming
up. And tablets, iPhone and iPads.
That's right. So you got a busy day with us this morning, and we've only just got started. It's going to be a good weekend, and I'm going to see these guys, which I know Dory and Paolo, who do the 80s show here, are very excited about. Very exciting. Aha. Morton Harkett. One of my girlfriends is so excited to see him. He's 60 years old. I don't know if she's going to be that excited when she does see him. CliffCentral.com